B-Pod Studios.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
And who better to talk about it than James Paul from NFL Network on the Comcast Business Hotline from the area. How are you today, James?
Well, I'm good. I mean, I'm thinking I've been with all four of these teams that are still left playing quite a bit throughout this season, spending time doing their games. I think these are the four best teams in football. So, you know, that doesn't always happen every year, but I think these are the four best teams in football, and they're the four that are left. It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. With that in mind, right at the top, I'll go back for a second, just because nationally, not just NFL Network, but a lot of networks, there was a lot of Giants momentum from the media. The media really thought that that Vikings game may have been the Giants turning a corner. And a lot of people gave them a real shot against the Eagles, and then the Eagles just go out there and trounce them and show that at the end of the day, their roster was just playing better. Are you surprised that the Eagles were able to be so dominant?
Maybe the way things were so dominant so early. I did think the Giants were going to give them a little bit of a run. And I did think the Eagles were going to win the game. But I do think everybody kind of had this perspective nationally for two main reasons. One, and this is mine as well, one, the way that final game went of the regular season. I was at that game with the Giants and Eagles, and you saw the way backups were playing for Brian Daboll. I mean, that's the culture that he has created with that Giants team, guys that are going to go out there and kill themselves for this head coach because of how good he is as a head coach and the culture that he has changed. So you knew then after the Vikings game and putting those two things together, like the kind of effort that you were going to get from the Giants and the kind of, you know, it's New York and Philly. Come on. In the postseason on a Saturday night, I mean, like, you knew the Giants were going to try to come out heavy. But at the same time, I think the other part that played into it, why everybody thought the Giants were going to give them the game, is the way the season ended for Philly. I mean, they didn't come into the postseason, like, rolling the way Cincinnati is, right? I mean, they're not on some massive hot streak through December like Cincinnati was or some of these others, or say KC for that matter, because of what happened with Jalen and what happened with, you know, him not playing and then them just trying to make sure they got the number one seed against the Giants and not really having their full game plan. So I think almost like the Eagles were the most dominant team in football for the course of the regular season. I just think the way those last few weeks went, people either A, forgot, or B, just didn't really think about it that much and saw the other teams playing. Sometimes you get forgotten when you're not out there playing because you got the bye. I think that's a little bit of what played into that last game. I wasn't surprised by any means, though. The Eagles went out and played really well.
Health is obviously such a key part to success this late into the season. For the 49ers, a couple guys, McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, and some others not practicing. We expect them to play, but what percentage are you hearing that they're at?
Yeah, that's the first part. Expect them to play. I talked to some people in San Francisco, actually, last night, and the thought process is, the expectation is that they are going to play. But the McCaffrey one's been a little bit interesting. Maybe it's something to where, you know, a little bit of rest is doing more good than maybe they originally thought, and let's rest him for a couple days. I was surprised that he didn't practice today, because after the game, really, from talking to people there wasn't a ton of concern about the calf. And Debo's is even more so, I think, even further than McCaffrey's. Like, well, there's some rest involved there for a guy that they utilize, obviously, so much and use him in so many different ways and the physicality he plays with. I would expect all of them to be good to go. And the other part is, like, I mean, I'm standing in Kansas City right now, and I'm on ankle watch, right? That's all anybody wants to talk about is this Patrick Mahomes' right ankle. I think that one's a little bit different, but with these guys with the Niners, once you get into the postseason game and once, you know, your adrenaline's flowing and what you're doing, I would expect them to be pretty much themselves.
All right, obviously the Niners coming in with a rookie quarterback in Brock Purdy, kind of a two-part. Number one, can he survive the beginning of that game with the fans? And number two, how is Patrick Mahomes' ankle?
Yeah, all right, let's go with number one. I've been around Brock some, I saw him come in, and I covered actually the Thursday night game in Seattle where, you know, if you want to talk about hostile environments, I mean, Seattle's right up there, right? And, I mean, I've covered Eagles games there too. And so him going in there on a Thursday night and it just not fazing him by any means, I know Philly's going to be rowdy. I know it's going to be a wild atmosphere. I don't think that part's going to faze him all that much. I do think the communication between him and Kyle Shanahan is really important. Kyle, and I don't know if people know this, is like one of the best coaches in terms of the way he communicates in-game through the headset with his quarterback. Like, he's really, really good at setting his quarterback up for success, and it's a big part of it. So if Brock Purdy can't hear him, that would play a little bit of a part in it if you know, the crowd's playing a part in that aspect. In terms of survival, I think this last game we saw against Dallas told, like, you know, there's almost this aspect that he's playing so well. And I know a lot about him. He's a really confident guy. He has great football instincts. He sees things really quickly. So it makes him a little bit faster than he is. A little bit, ball gets out of his hands a little bit quicker sometimes because he sees the game so well with his football IQ. But at the same time, I saw a guy that was almost like a little overconfident with some of the stuff he was trying to do in the backfield, you know, spin away from this guy and try to make a play. And it's like, yeah, I don't know if that skill set is Brock Purdy. And I look at this Eagles pass rush and go, if you think you're going to be able to, like, spin away from Hassan Reddick, 9 times out of 10, like, somebody like Javon Hargraves or Fletcher Cox is coming from the other side or up the middle and might decapitate him. I mean, I think he shouldn't think about messing around behind the line of scrimmage against this Eagles team. That's the survival part, I think, of your question that comes to my mind. And then with Patrick Mahomes and his ankle, I had a chance to watch him in practice today. Moving around, like, in my opinion, just more confidently today than he was yesterday. Yesterday was, like, kind of the first time he was on it. He wanted to test it out and actually responded better than he and the Chiefs, I'm told, thought it was going to. So you could kind of see that in his demeanor at practice. Now, today was the more physically demanding practice of their week, so we'll see how he comes out of it. But he's actually moving around better than probably people think. He's not going to be 100%. They're going to manipulate their game plan a little bit in terms of limiting some of the stuff he does. But the arm talent's just so incredible. I still think he's going to be able to do a lot of the special things he does. We'll just see if their defense can slow down Joe Burrow.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
You know, it's funny, we're speaking to James Palmer, covers the NFL for NFL Network, does a fantastic job. Which high school did you go to again, James, for people that don't know?
I went to Upper Marion High School.
Yeah, from right
me
around
and,
here.
Me and Lisa Salters, man, we both went to, you know, of ABC, of ESPN. Yeah, me and Lisa both went to Upper Marion.
Yeah.
Different eras, let's be honest, but okay.
Yeah, but still, nah, local guy. One thing that jumps out to me, and I know that it's more complicated than this, but the Eagles, and you just mentioned some of it, the pass rush that the Eagles got, 70 mm-hmm. sacks this season. San Francisco, really good with 44. That's like tied for 10th in the league. I just, something about the fact that the Eagles have been so consistent getting to the quarterback and that it continued against the Giants just makes me feel like Brock Purdy will see something on Sunday that he hasn't seen so far in the NFL just because no one gets to the quarterback at the rate that the Eagles do. Other teams might get pressure rate and other things, but as far as getting the quarterback on the ground, the Eagles were far better than everybody else.
15 sacks better than anybody else in football. I mean, I'm standing in Kansas City. They had 55. And so I do think you're right. It's a different group up front. And it's kind of funny. This will tie in. Follow me here. I was doing the divisional round game between the Jags and the Chiefs last week, and I was talking to ownership with the Jaguars on the sideline, and we were talking about Doug Peterson and how happy they are that they brought him in, and the front that they have that's very young, talented, they're going to grow and get better. And the conversation turned to 2017 when the Eagles had such a talented deep defensive front, and that led, in Doug Peterson's mind, I've had conversations with him about it, about a big part of why they won the Super Bowl in 17, because of that defensive front. This defensive front with Philly now is better than that one that was in 2017, and it's funny because talking to the Jags people, they're like, you know, that you know, this conversation is on the right track, and they brought up Philly on their own. They were like, look at Philly this year. That defensive line is so talented, so deep. That's a big part of why they have success. I mean, what did Brandon Graham play last week? Like 12 snaps? Because, and he's like 34 or whatever. And like he's able to be effective because these guys get to be fresh, they get to rotate in. I mean, you talk to offensive linemen around the league, and they'll tell you, like, the worst thing you want, and then you put the Eagles talent on top of it, is, like, you break the huddle and you come back, and there's, like, a new group of guys there in front of you. And you're out there for every snap. And you're like, can I get a rotation in real quick? Like, and these guys just keep coming at you up front for Philly. And I think because they're so deep, because they're so talented, because of the veterans that are a part of it too, veterans know how to make big plays in big games. I mean, it's just there's no replacing that. And there's guys on this Eagles team that have played in huge games. And so I think that front is a massive advantage. And a lot of teams around the league look at what Philly's built up front. And a lot of teams around the league believe that's how you make long postseason runs, by having a good front seven.
Yeah, I want you to finish this sentence, and maybe the answer is what you were just alluding to, but the Eagles will win this game if blank.
I would say the Eagles will win this game if they limit the skill group that San Francisco has. I think that's the case. And there's a lot of similarities between these two teams, right? And I think the Eagles don't get enough credit for having skill players that are really, really talented, specifically like yards after the catch and stuff. You look at A.J. Brown. You look at Dallas Goedert. Devontae Smith does it a little bit differently. I think Nick Sirianni was talking about this the other day. I know we talk about Debo and Christian McCaffrey and Juszczyk and you know, Brandon Ayuk and all these talented guys they have. I think the Eagles win if they limit that skill group, because I think the Eagles skill group is going to make plays. And I think they're right up there with the Niners. If you give me my opinion, I think the Niners do have the best group of skill players in the league, top to bottom. Philly's probably number two. So I do think the other parts of the Eagles are better. Obviously the quarterback position, I think they're better. I think if you limit the skill guys, you win the game. And then the other part of that is, I think you do that if you outcoach the Niners, which is a difficult thing to do with DeMeco Ryans and Kyle Shanahan.
Oh, that is just going to be interesting, James. I appreciate you spending some time with us with both the Eagles stuff and with that Chiefs stuff, because everybody's worried about Mahomes' ankle, so we appreciate the update.
Right, yeah,
as
football
well.
Fans just want to see the best guys play, right? I
mean, yeah.
I don't want to see him go out there and play the way we love to watch him play, him and Joe Cool. You know, these two games are going to be awesome. It's going to be fantastic.
It really is, man. Thanks so much for the time. We'll talk soon.
All right, time to do it, guys. Take it easy.
All right, that was James Palmer from NFL Network on the Comcast Business Hotline. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.